Hello and welcome to another My Tunes podcast at manxradio.com.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
This week's My Tunes is going to go in a flash because it's fast. It's very fast. It's a very fast young man going very well, thank you, on two wheels. Here he is. We've got him out of Quayside Tyres. We've got him up to the studios. Please welcome Nathan Harrison. Nathan, welcome to My Tunes.
Thanks for having me here.
Good to have you along. Now, what a time we've all had. I mean, talk about disappointing not to have the TT, not to have road racing. We'll go back to pre those days, obviously, but you haven't been idle. You've been busy on other circuits. What have you been up to?
I have, yeah. Like you say, thanks to my sponsors and everybody that's been behind me, especially the boys down at the garage at Quayside. They've allowed me to take time away. At the start of this year, things were up in the air with COVID. I'm sure everyone's sick of that word. But yeah, I managed to sacrifice 3 weeks away from work. We spent 3 weeks in the UK, did a bit of racing. Basically, I've got a brand new Honda Fireblade this year. We've spent 3 weeks racing in Donington Park, 2 weeks at Alton Park. In between the weekends, I was in a hotel room, remote working there, just to get time, much needed time for, like you say, hopefully a TT in 2022. We come back from that then, spent a bit of time back at work, and then the Isle of Man borders kind of relaxed there from then, meaning we didn't have to do the isolation anymore, which was a lifesaver. And since then, being away, like I say, a big thank you to the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company as well. They've been a big part of it. We've managed to go away quite a lot, maybe twice a month at the minute. I've done my first British Superbike rounds and qualified for all of them. It's a next step there. It's like the TT, but on a short circuit with the quality of riders. But it's what I need to do to hopefully do well at the Isle of Man TT, hopefully.
But this is more than keeping your hand in. It's a very different discipline, isn't it? You say it's short circuits, but in front of crowds.
Yeah, that's it. There's all been crowds there. It's good to see, really. I was at Alton Park 2 weeks ago, and that place was ram-packed, and it was great to see it. It had the vibes of the TT again. All the road races around the Isle of Man, we just need to get back to it. And like you say, it was great to see so many people at Alton Park and so many fans loving it. And like you say, without the fans, there's no bike racing at the end of the day. And like you say, it was great to have it back.
When did you first get on a motorbike, Nathan? I mean, obviously, you must have been a little lad. How old were you?
I was 5 years old. I always watched Joey Dunlop and things like that when I was younger. And my dad begged my mum to let me get a bike for me for my 5th birthday. I think it was on the advertising board in the co-op. And like you say, 5 years old, I got on a motocross bike and went through the ranks in motocross. And as soon as I was old enough, 12 years old, to get on a road racing bike, that's when I made the transition to the road
bike. 12 on a road bike. Now, yeah. It's in the family, isn't it?
Yep, it is, yeah. I got my dad that's raced. He was a traveler marshal. And then my brother, he did the racing. And like you say, then it's down to me now. Them two are both retired for now. And like you say, it's just me left and they're both supporting me.
Well, we'll talk a lot more about the difference between racing on a circuit and racing out on a TT course. We'll talk a lot about that and lots more during the week. But for now, let's have your first choice of music and tell me why you've gone for it.
I've gone for Bon Jovi, It's My Life. The reason behind that is it's a good representation of what I do. I think it's really fitting with the TT and everything I do with bike racing. Obviously, bike racing is basically my life. So, like you say, it's a good choice for that.
A song for the broken hearted. I just wanna live. you stood their ground.
Guest this week on My Tunes knows a thing or two about motorbikes and also about mechanics, because he also knows an awful lot about fixing stuff. He got his leg over a road racing bike at the tender age of 12, and he hasn't looked back. Nathan Harrison is my guest all this week. Nathan, great to have you here.
Thanks very much for having me.
Now, tell me the differences. I mean, I don't race bikes. I've never raced bikes. I've driven them, ridden them, but I've never raced them. When you're on a circuit, is it a different mindset from something like a road race TT? How different are the two disciplines?
It's completely different. Short circuit racing, I've always enjoyed doing it, but my main focus has always been road racing because it's what I've grown up watching. Like Sir John McGuinness, he's been an idol of mine growing up, and Michael Dunlop. But like the short circuit racing, I've always done it just to get to that point. But this year, when there hasn't really been a choice, I thought I'd make the transition to the British Superbike paddock, and it's completely different. You've got to scratch around, you're on the limit all the time just to try and qualify because of how competitive it is. Whereas on a road race, you've got to be smooth, consistent. Obviously, you can't be putting yourself at any kind of risk because obviously the risk factors that there are. But obviously, on a short circuit, you are proper scratching just to kind of get a result. And that's like, you could be right at the back. The boys are just a completely different kettle of fish, really, on the circuits.
But in terms of the finance and the money that's pumped into the circuit, like the BSB circuit and beyond, it's a big business, isn't it?
It very is, yeah. Like you say, we put everything, I go to work, everything I earn goes back into my bike racing. I've got a good few sponsors, like you say, the Quayside Tires, Chris Preston, the Steam Packet, they obviously help me with the travel. There's so many people out there, like you say, I can't name them all because otherwise I'll end up forgetting one, but it's literally, you've got to fight for everything, and like you say, you do everything possible to make it possible, because like you say, for us in the Isle of Man to get to the circuit, we've got the added travel cost, extra time off work, we've got all that kind of thing. And then like you say, it's 3 days racing, and tires in a weekend could cost anything up to £2,000, and that's just for one weekend.
Wow.
So yeah, it is literally everything you do is just to try and get onto the track before you even race.
But on the other side of that, the rewards, if you've become very, very successful on those sort of circuits, there's big money to be won as well.
Yeah, like you say, if you can make a make a name for yourself, but obviously you've got to try and get to that point to start with. You do end up pulling quite a lot of sponsors and things like that to help it, and like you say, ultimately try and make it your job. That side of things is kind of getting tougher and tougher with obviously the circumstances in the world that we've obviously faced recent times. More and more people are struggling, and a lot of the time now you have to actually pay to get a ride, never mind getting paid from it. So like you say, that's at the point I'm at the minute. I'm trying to throw everything I can possibly throw at it to get somewhere.
Tell me the differences now, because you're on a Superstock 1000, and so then I guess the top end is the super bike. How much work goes on to take it from a Superstock 1000 into a super bike? What's the sort of major differences?
There's a lot of difference, really. So basically, a Superstock 1000 that I'm running is basically a bike that anybody could buy on the, like, any road going guy could go and buy. He could, like you say, he could. All he has to do is change the exhaust pipe, the suspension, the ECU, and
ECU. Sorry, I'm
so
learning.
The ECU is basically like the electronic control unit.
Thank you.
And you can basically change like the maps and the way that the power delivery comes in. But really, that's the main things you can only change on a Superstock 1000 to keep it level, fair, and it's kind of cost effective. Whereas a superbike, you can go to changing all sorts, like swinging arms, which is where the rear wheel bolts into. The engine can be tuned to make it faster. There's so many things on a superbike that can be changed. And then that's obviously when the price is, like you say, a road going bike is expensive nowadays, but a superbike, you could be talking like triple figures to buy.
Wow. Well, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands.
Hopefully, one day.
Yeah, hopefully, like you say.
So somebody nice will come along and say, have one of these, Nathan. See what you can do with that. Let's have today's choice of music. What's it going to be?
So today's choice of music is the Foo Fighters, Times Like These. And the reason why I've gone for this one is when I had a big accident in 2015, it was always on my playlist. So it's a good one to remember things like that. And obviously what got me through to get me back to back racing.
give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
All this week, my guest on My Tunes is Nathan Harrison, road racer, also been taking on some of the short circuit stuff during these difficult times. When we finished yesterday, Nathan, you chose a Foo Fighters track, Times Like These, and it was reflecting on a very nasty incident up at Derby. Quite a long time to come back from that.
Yeah, 2 years it took me to come back from that one. I ended up breaking quite a lot of bones, spent quite a lot of time in Liverpool Royal Hospital. I had some great surgeons and physios. I had a great physio in the Isle of Man, Kath Davis at Rex Physio. She helped me get back to where I got to. But I spent a year with a cage on my leg trying to fix the broken bones. I broke my back, my collarbones, my femurs, and I was only 16 at that point. So it was quite a crucial time to end up having a big injury, because that's normally when you're starting to get places. So I ended up losing 2 years of my racing there. But my main focus that got me through it was to get back racing. So when I was 18, I was back on a bike and aiming towards the Manx Grand Prix.
What do you say to people who say it's too dangerous, it shouldn't be done, it's not right? What do you say to people who say that?
Anything in life can be dangerous. It's just how you make it, isn't it? And like you say, everyone has their own choices. Like you say, I don't drink at all, because it doesn't really interest me. I'm just interested in racing. But somebody could go and have a drink at a weekend, end up getting into trouble or whatever, and end up getting hurt that way. I don't do that, but I enjoy racing bikes. If anything does happen, it happens at the end of the day. But look at COVID this year, how many people have unfortunately been took by COVID, which is nothing they can control. I know I can control bike racing. It's what I enjoy doing.
You're certainly right. There's an awful lot of things that people do that are just as dangerous, if not more dangerous. Yeah, it's just a question that comes up from time to time. Talk about going fast. Well, Junior and Senior Manx Grand Prix 2019. What a season.
I know, it feels like a lifetime ago now. That was 2 years ago, over 2 years ago. And that was the last race that happened on the Isle of Man. That was a dream come true. It ended up being two consecutive days. I always wanted to win the Manx Grand Prix. Our little team was always go out and enjoy yourself and do what you do and do what you love doing. And anyway, I ended up coming away from the Manx Grand Prix with a junior win and a senior win. Yeah. It's just a shame that COVID come along, because I was on good stead then for hopefully a good run at the TT. But everyone's been in the same boat since then. Like I said to you about the short circuits, we've just been working away to get towards the TT again now.
But you're only, what, 23?
23.
Yeah, so there's plenty of time. 122.094 miles an hour, fastest lap time out on there back on 2019.
Yeah.
Loads more to come, I know. So next time round, next year, all being well, it's the TT for you.
That's it, yeah. So it'll be my first ride around the TT course on a 1,000, and I've got my same 600 that I won the Manx Grand Prix on. They're probably wondering what's happened to them. They've just been sat in the workshop, sat there since they won the Manx Grand Prix. That's next. And everything, like you say, I've been doing since then is working towards then. So fingers crossed we can get through this these tough times. Like you say, we are seeing some kind of normality back again now. And like you say, hopefully we can have a good run. There should be no expectations for my first one, and see where it takes us.
Let's have today's piece of music. Now, we're going to go back in time for this one, I think. Am I right?
We are, yeah. This one's a bit going back to my youth. My granddad was always a big Elvis man. He had his own band, and I think it transpired to my dad. Whenever I stayed at my grandma and granddad's house to get to sleep, if my mum and dad were away working or whatever else, my granddad always used to sing with the guitar and put me to sleep singing Elvis. So I thought I'd go for an Elvis song to throw it back in time. So today's one's Elvis Return to Sender.
Return to Sender. Return to Sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry. dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
My guest on My Tunes all this week is a young road racer who's also pretty handy around the short circuit as well. Won the junior and senior Manx Grand Prix races in 2019. Fastest 600 in the solos at the Southern 100 that same year. Best newcomer on the 600 and Northwest 200 also in that year. The future has to be looking good for Nathan Harrison. I think it is.
I hope it is. I hope it is, yeah.
When you're going around the TT course, because that's on the big, that's on the horizon for 2022, which parts of the whole course really excite you? Is it the whole thing, or are there bits when you think, I love it when I get there?
Yeah, definitely is. I like two sections, really. There's a section that I don't really get on with, but I love the grandstand to Glen Helen. It's got a bit of everything, fast and flowing. And in the mountain, I really enjoy the mountain. That's where, in the Manx Grand Prix in 2019, I was always making up all my time over the mountain. The run to Glen Helen, it's got a bit of everything. Fast sections, fast corners, slower corners. And in the mountain section, it's just nice and open. If you hit everything right over the mountain, it just feels good.
Because if you get stuck with backmarkers, you've got to find those sections where you can really get past quick.
Yeah, definitely. You got to find a nice spot because, like you say, at the end of the day, you never want to put anybody in danger. So you got to find a nice spot, try and make it right, definitely. So them two sections, you can definitely do that there.
Now, Southern 100, there's a completely different kettle of fish. That's fast and furious, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Not quite. The Southern 100 is always a love-hate relationship. Some people either love it, some people either hate it. It's like a short circuit on a road, basically, but I'm definitely one of the people that love it. There's not many other places like the 700. I remember Guy Martin always saying there's a wall the whole way around and it's on either side. It's hot action, and some of the races around there produced for the fans, especially. I think you can get better racing around there. It's a track that I absolutely love and never disappoints.
Now, Guy used to really love it. He had huge successes around there as well.
Yeah, he was always a top man around there. Yeah. He must be one of the most successful people around there, yeah. I think. It's definitely one of a kind. One race that I always look forward to every year. I think my mum and dad don't like that, but but yeah, there's one race that I always look forward to. It's always one of the first ones on my calendar.
Now, you've mentioned a couple of big names. You've mentioned John McGuinness earlier on. We talked about Guy. But who are the racers in your sort of sights of thinking, I want to get there and maybe I want to get a bit faster than him. I want to do that. Who's up there for you?
I've always grew up watching the TT, and then at the 700 in 2019, I ended up starting a row behind Michael Dunlop, and that was like a dream come true. Like, I had a picture of Michael one plate, like one row in front of me, and like you say, to think that I was one of the boys on a push bike asking for a signature like 10 years ago, to start behind him at a 700 race was a big thing. But you want to do the best you can, don't you, in life? So, and racing is my life, so I don't know, I just want to get to the front, really. Like you say, all the top boys at the minute, they've all done very well, and I'd love to just be one of them, basically, get amongst them. So the likes of like Dean Harrison, he's come similar routes to me. He's come from basically short circuit. He did the odd few short circuit races, and then he's built himself up on the road, and then now he's a senior TT winner. So basically them kind of routes, basically. Like, same with Michael, him and his family have come in, put everything into it, and ended up being so successful, like one of the most modern successful riders in the times. So I just want to be one of them. I'd love to get to the front of the TT. I'm 23, so I've got plenty of time. Build up slowly, do it properly, do my learning, and hopefully in a few years' time, be somewhere near.
Now, you know a lot about what goes on inside a motorbike as well, because you're taking the bits, you know what you're doing. How much difference is there, just final question really, about the manufacturers? Are they really close? I mean, talking about the big boys here, are they all really neck and neck for producing top racing bikes?
At the minute, definitely. You've got Honda that have produced the bike for last year, and you've got BMW. Their bikes are like 220 brake horsepower standard, and you've got Kawasaki. I'd say them three are the main title fighters. Anywhere you go, if you look at the British superbikes, it's always going to be a Honda, BMW, or Kawasaki. Yeah, I've got Yamaha on the BSB. They're leading the championship at the minute, and the World Superbikes actually. But on the roads, they never really done anything in the 1000 class. The 600 is obviously the best weapon, it looks to be, for them. No, I'd say at the minute they're all pretty equal.
Let's have your final choice of the week. What's it going to be?
So today, for the last choice, I've gone for the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Snow.
Cracking track. Nathan, thank you for coming in. All the best for the year and the season and training. And here's to Manx Radio cheering on Nathan Harrison in TT 2022.
Thank you very much.
To decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say.
Beneath the cover.
Red Hot Chili Peppers and Snow Hey-O. Thank you, Nathan Harrison, my guest on this latest My Tunes podcast. And here's Crossing Everything as we look forward to TT 2022. Keep coming back here to manxradio.com for more podcasts. They're popping up daily, and I look forward to your company again soon on Mark Tiley in the morning, 9:30 to 12, Monday to Friday.